All right. It is just past 4 o'clock, which means it is my pleasure to welcome our in-studio guest, Hubby Jenkins. He's playing at Monterey Court this evening at 6 o'clock, early show, Roman Barton Sherman's opening. Hubby got his start busking and as a solo artist and then joined the Carolina Chocolate Drops in 2010. And we are very fortunate to have him in the studio in a solo capacity. Take it away, Hubby, whenever you are ready.
No problem.
Listening to Hubby Jenkins live in Studio 2A here on the home stretch on KXCI. He's in Tucson playing Monterey Court this evening, early show at 6 p.m. with Roman Barton Sherman opening. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks.
So lovely to have you here. You haven't been to Tucson in a while.
I think it's been it's been almost a decade.
Yeah, like it that. Sounds like you had quite an adventure last time you were here.
Yeah, when I grew up in New York and I got into old-time music. I got into country blues first and old-time fiddle and banjo, and part of the romantic aspects of it is like, you know, hoboing around and people hopping trains and,
right.
You know, I started drinking whiskey, I bought more handkerchiefs, all that kind of stuff, and I did some traveling around, you know, and ended up in Tucson and had a very long kind of odyssey sort of day.
Yeah. Very good. So for folks that are coming to see you tonight, are you going to be just banjo? What I see guitars here. What can folks expect at the show this evening at Monterey Court?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing guitar and banjo. And if I'm feeling very brave, some a cappella songs.
Yeah.
I might even read a book, you know, who knows. But, you know, right now the shows have just been like taking traditional music and talking about the black roots of it, you know, which is what I've been doing with Carolina Chocolate Drops all this time. But also now trying to connect it to the context of what's going on with African Americans today in the country. And, you know, a lot of the roots of these conflicts we're having today are found, you know, in this time period, you know, between the end of slavery and pre-World War.
Yeah,
So talking about that a little bit, you know.
Very good. I'm curious a little bit about sort of your journey to falling in love with that sort of music. It sounds like you grew up in a pretty musical household, lots of different music being played around, but not necessarily the genre that you ended up having an affection for. Tell me a little bit about that journey.
Sure. Like, I grew up with two moms, and one of my moms is Puerto Rican, born in Puerto Rico, and So I grew up with a lot of like salsa music, and her stuff is from the 60s and 70s. So that's when, you know, a lot of Puerto Ricans are moving to New York and creating this kind of New York funk, soul, jazz thing. So I grew up with a lot of that. But she also had like lots of eclectic tastes, lots of what was going on in the 80s and 90s. And then my other mom just listened to everything. Like I could walk into the kitchen and it might be Yanni, it might be Mahalia Jackson, it might be the Beatles. So just learning to appreciate all different types of music.
Right.
And then when I got a radio when I was about 10 or 11, and I just started listening to pop music like a maniac until someone set me straight and, and so on, yeah.
You can overdose on the sugar of that pretty easily.
Yeah.
But in terms of like sort of the old-time banjo music, what was the first exposure to that?
It's funny, you know, I've been playing banjo for about 8 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. I've been playing guitar for about 10 years. So I got into the game a little bit late. I grew up playing saxophone. I played cello in high school, electric bass in high school. And around when I was playing electric bass, I was getting into more 60s stuff. And through Lenny Kravitz, got into Jimi Hendrix. And
there's nothing wrong with working your way backwards.
That's right.
That's fine.
Through like a girl's backpack next to my locker, I got into the Doors and like, you know, just kind of got into the 60s stuff and learned about, you know, the blues roots, you know, especially of like Rolling Stones or Bob Dylan even and stuff like that. So that got me into acoustic blues, and then the history got me deeper and deeper into the whole, you know.
Very good. I'd love to hear another song if you're ready.
Sure, I'm going to switch to my guitar.
That's just fine. You're listening to Hubby Jenkins live in Studio 2A. Hubby in town playing at Monterey Court this evening, early show at 6 p.m. with Roman Barton Sherman.
And I hope it's in tune. It's not used to this wonderful weather.
Warm weather.
Yeah. This song comes from a guy named Mississippi, Fred McDowell, who I love madly. And it's a song I'll probably end up playing tonight because it lets me talk about the African-American diaspora, 60 million black people leaving the South. And that's why there's so many blues songs about trains, probably. Here's another one. Lord, I seen my baby get on down Frisco line. Lord, I seen my baby get on down Frisco line. Whoa, Lord. Lord, that sun was shining. I laid out all my clothes. Hear that voice kept on talking. Lord, I hear that voice kept on talking. What you say? Oh, Lord. Lord, I'm gone somewhere I never been before. Say now, baby, don't you want me? Lord, I'm gone somewhere.
You're listening to Hubby Jenkins live in Studio 2A here on the home stretch. Hubby in town playing at Monterey Court this evening, early show at 6 p.m. Roman Barton Sherman is opening. Tell me a little bit about connecting with the Carolina Chocolate Drops. How did that come about?
Oh,
so you've been a member for 5-6 years now?
2010, yeah. So 6 years, mm-hmm. Almost 7. Oh, I'm so old.
Oh. Oh, balderdash.
How did that happen? I have a good friend who I went to high school with and was playing. I was playing in a band with. His name is Farrell Foster. And we got into country blues together, kind of like 18, 19-ish. And somehow we ended up falling into getting a folk show at the back of a Thai restaurant in Manhattan. And he started a show there called Roots and Ruckus, and it was like a weekly thing. And it was like kind of a way of finding other young people who were into this music. Like, keep in mind, at this time I had no idea that festivals existed. I didn't know that people were still playing this as like a living thing growing up in Brooklyn. So it was a very cool thing to see people coming out. One of the people I ended up meeting was a guy named Sam Duffy and his then wife, Karen. And Sam Duffy is brothers with a guy named Tim Duffy, who was a manager of the Carolina Chocolate Drops. And so they invited me to go down to a festival called Shikori Hills. And I met Tim, and he runs something called Music Maker Relief Foundation, which helps older blues musicians who are in poverty get gigs and money.
Oh,
and
very
so
cool.
So I ended up meeting a lot of them and playing with them. And so through that connection, that was one way I got into the Carolina Chocolate Drops. The other route was one of my roommates meeting Dom Flemons and him crashing on my floor when he came to visit New York, and both of us being kind of happy shocked to meet another black person who played old-time music. Uh-huh. And so we kept up like a friendship. And so when Justin decided to stop touring, I got a phone call from both Tim and Dom seeing if I would want to join.
Nice. Well, that's got to be a wonderful musical family to become a part of, I'm sure.
Man, I think I've grown tenfold, you know.
Yeah. You sure. Learned a lot from that experience?
For sure, you know, like, learned a lot about performing, you know, like, busking and performing can be two different things, you know. And sometimes what you can do on stage works for busking, and sometimes what you do busking works on stage, but I don't know, I learned a little bit about performing, or a lot about performing. I'd been playing banjo, but I was, like, still stuck on guitar, and, like, when I joined the band, they were like, you're going to be the banjo player, so, you know, that stepped it up into high gear.
Yeah, and had to up your game.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. I want to squeeze in one more song, but I'm curious about one thing that you said earlier, and you were talking about the value of using old-time music to address issues in the African community that are going on right now. Can you speak to that a little bit more about why that's important to you?
Oh, man.
Sounds like kind of an obvious question and kind of broad, but I just want to give you another
chance.
Well,
how much time do you have? No, I can... Okay. Let's see. Okay, so, you know, folk music in general kind of has a history of being political and, you know, from your Pete Seeger, Joan Baez's, so on, Phil Oakes and stuff. It's like kind of just inherent in the music to be political. I think we've kind of moved away from that in one respect, where now it's more of, you know, people are into it for different reasons, or they're kind of becoming a singer-songwriter and it's a stepping stone or something. But I think we could use more political in folk music in general.
It's just not about the bandanas and the whiskey. It's more than that, right?
Yeah, but the bandanas and whiskey are in the mix. But then it's also, if you speak specifically about African Americans, you know, over time we moved away from this music for lots of reasons. You know, historical reasons. It's connected to Jim Crow and segregation and lynching and all the things we experienced in the South, and we left, you know, because we innovated music constantly and moved forward. So by the time, you know, the 50s and 60s, people were getting into folk music and our country blues, we were already into soul music. And
right.
So that's another part of it. But, you know, I think it's important to hold on to those roots for my community and for us, to, you know, as a way of saying, you know, this is our story. You know, the history of American music is our history. And to see it repeating itself, or to see things that have not changed, becomes more apparent when you know this music.
Right.
I answered the question.
Yes, you absolutely did beautifully. I agree with everything that you said. Let's squeeze in one more song, shall we? You're listening to Hubby Jenkins live in Studio 2A here on the home stretch on KXCI. He'll be at Monterey Court this evening in a Rhythm and Roots Presents show. Starts at 6, Rowan Barton Sherman opens.
Who I'm very impressed by. I'm a little scared of him.
He's a talented kid.
For sure. I'm going to play a song now, if I get to the right tuning, called Cuckoo Bird, which is pretty well known. Clarence Ashley is kind of the old-timey standard, but this comes from an album called Black Banjo Songsters of North Carolina, put together by Dr. Cecilia Conway out of Appalachian State University in Boone, North Carolina. So you kind of hear this mountainous African-American banjo style. Hope you love it. I'll see you later. And if I don't see you there, I'll probably be at D&D playing pinball time. Grace.
Thanks for coming in. Listening to Hubby Jenkins live in Studio 2A. He's playing at Monterey Court tonight along with Roman Barton Sherman, and it's an early show, starts at 6 p.m. Thanks again for coming in.